This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and collegiate programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, College National Championship, and a college bracket event leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with our show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, the guys are headed for the Sabine River for next week's Bassmaster Elite presented by the Econo Lodge. So today a chance to hit on a couple of other topics, like a Technique of the Week segment on post-spawn bass on football and swim jigs on deep water ledges. Captain Jake Davis from Mid-South Bass Guides caught a big old 11.5-pounder at Gunnersville this week, and he talks technique in the leadoff role. Then Chris Brown, board member with TackleTheStorm.com, will join us to tell us more about the foundation begun by our friend Don Barone with the help of Skeet Reese and many others, and how you can help put a rod and reel in the hands of a kid displaced by Mother Nature or even a kid who just would like a chance to experience the great outdoors. And finally, newly minted Hall of Famer and founder of the College Fishing Tour in his home state of Michigan, Kevin Van Dam will join us with his thoughts on not only college fishing, the Hall of Fame, and the Sabine. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this one off the dock. It's a Jigs, Kids, and King Kong edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econo Lodge, is coming to the Sabine River in Orange, Texas. Weigh-ins and takeoffs will take place at the City of Orange Boat Ramp June 7th through 10th. Takeoff is at 6:45 a.m., and the weigh-ins will begin around 3 p.m. There'll be a family-friendly festival and expo and interactive sponsor displays as well on Saturday and Sunday at the City of Orange Boat Ramp area. For additional details, visit Bassmaster.com.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. Great show set up for you today. Chris Brown coming up in a little bit to talk about TackleAStorm.org. And then Kevin Van Dam will join us, and we'll talk about a number of things, including the college series that he started in his home state of Michigan, the college tour that they have going on up there. And we'll explain that as well. And, of course, talk to KVD about the upcoming events on the Elite Series. But joining us now with a little technique of the week, another guy that has a heart to taking care of the kids. He's very involved with the high school series in the state of Tennessee, and he's also one of the premium guides around the Mid-South area, Mid-South Bass Guide, Captain Jake Davis. Captain Jake, welcome back. How are you, man?
Hey, Tom. I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here this morning.
You know,
get to talk to you about some techniques and some great programs you got here.
Yeah, this TackleTheStorm.org, we're going to learn more about it with Chris Brown coming up, but you know, I know you got a heart for you know, part of being a guide is being a teacher. Right, and then you got very involved with the Tennessee chapter of the Bass Nation for the high school kids and so on. And what a cool organization that Tackle the Storm is. It was started by Don Barone, a Bassmaster writer, Don Barone, and you know what it puts tackle in the hands of kids that lost everything in storms initially with storms, but for, you know, it's grown from there as to you know, being with their partners, they're able to, for a $20 bill, you know, put a rod and reel in the hands of five kids. And man, it sure is kind of cool to get them out there.
And I tell you, that is a great program, because they're, you know, it gets kids, it keeps them, you know, they're already interested in the outdoors. They've lost everything. It is really great that Don and the rest of the guys set all this up. I understand Skeet contributed to it.
Yeah.
You know, to get it going and just to keep these kids interested in the outdoors and not let them lose interest or faith in it.
Yeah.
And that there's just some great people out here in this industry that we work in that will step to the plate and do this.
And it takes great sponsors as well, and you know, that are always you know, whether it's Kevin Van Dam's College Circuit or whether it's the Tackle the Storm or any other organization, takes great sponsors to help out, you know, with that kind of stuff. And you know, you've taken kids out, I'm sure, with their parents or with their dads or moms or whatever, and you know, first time out on a guide trip or whatnot, have you ever had a kid catch a fish and say, yeah, that's not fun, yeah, I don't want to do that?
Yeah, right. usually that's the end of the Nintendo or yeah, PlayStations and stuff like that.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Well, speaking of great sponsors, you and I both are Duckett guys. We saw this past week that Duckett Fishing posted a picture of you with a nice 11.5 pounder from Gunnersville that you caught on Duckett gear. And let's just talk a little bit about this post-spawn time. Depending on where people are listening to, people are listening up north, you know, they're on the spawn right now. Out west, there's different things that are going on. But certainly in the Mid-South and through the southeast part of the country, these fish are definitely have set up now in post-spawn. So let's talk a little bit about some of the best techniques that you've found for finding and then catching post-spawn fish.
Well, you know, Tom, you and I have fished together enough by now. You probably know right where I'm going to go with this. And knowing that that big fish I caught this week, you know, came on a Duckett 7-1 heavy. You know, the technique of the week, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this time of the year is to pick up a football head jig. I use the muscle crawler jig from Tightline Jigs, mm-hmm, or a swim jig, which I throw the Catch 5 from Tightline Jig, and work the ledges or the deep grass lines, because when these fish will pull off this time of the year in our area here, Gunnersville, you know, Chickamauga, Nickajack, Wheeler, and Pickwick, we're starting to see the shad spawn. Mm-hmm. And what's happened is those fish have pulled off of the beds. They moved out there to the channel, grass lines, or the ledges. They're stacking up on the ledges like cordwood already, and they're going to go out there and they're going to feed on shad or on crayfish or whatever they can find. My favorite technique this time of year is that jig, and that's how we caught that 1157.
Yeah.
I was throwing a big swim jig, a half-ounce swim jig from Tightline Jigs, and it's not just throwing it out there and reeling it back in. Same thing with the jig. You got to give it a little action. I've never seen a crawfish just, you know, a lot of guys will just drag it straight. They won't give it any extra action.
Right. Well, talk
I
about
like
that,
that jig a little extra action.
Yeah. Talk about with the swim jig, because, you know, a lot of people know that you throw that, the football jig, and you're going to let that thing go right to the bottom. And if you're out there and you're in any kind of depth, you're going to throw, you know, half to three quarter ounce or bigger, you know, jig and kind of hop it along, you know, the bottom. But with the swim jig, are you actually picking it up before it gets to the bottom and swimming it through that grass or swimming it down off of that ledge, or are you letting it go right to the bottom?
I'll take that half-ounce jig or swim jig, and I'll let it go right to the bottom and leave it sit there for a second. Because a lot of times what happens is as it's falling down that grass line or down on that ledge, you'll get that fish's attention. And a lot of guys miss the big fish because what they'll do is they'll get it just to the top of the grass, and they'll start ticking it and swimming it straight in. I like dropping it down to the bottom, letting it sit there for a second, because as we all know, these big fish, once they get over, you know, I like to think over 6 pounds, they get a little lazy. They're like us on the couch. They're going to sit there and wait. So I'll let it drop down to the bottom, and then it'll sit there for a second, and then I'll pick it up, and I'll either rip it straight up and let it fall back down, sort of like stroking a jig, or I'll pick it up and shake it a little bit, let it drop back down, and I'll start swimming it in, shaking it, you know, on a sort of like a yo-yo technique. Yeah.
So more action than with the football jig. The football jig more just kind of hopping it. The swim jig more kind of lifting it more, letting it fall.
You're giving it a lot more action. You're looking for that reaction bite down there, or you're looking to really get their attention. And then about every, I would say every 10 foot or so, just let it drop back down to the bottom and sit there for a second.
Right.
And a lot of times they'll pick it up and start easing off on you.
Captain Jake Davis with us talking technique of the week post-spawn here. And talk to me about the trailer types that you like for both the football jig and the swim jig. What kind of juice do you like to put on that thing?
Hey, Tom, you know, one of the things on my swim jigs, I'll use a big wide body swim bait, such as the ones from STC Outdoors or Sports in Scottsboro or Producer or Optimum makes a good one. I'll take that swim bait before I put it on that jig. I'll take that swim bait and I'll cut it off at just about the eyes to make it bigger and wider on the head. Then when I put it on the swim jig, what that does is forces that skirt to flare out more. And as you're swimming it through the water, the skirt will go next to the body. And then when you set it down or you relax the line a little bit, that skirt flares out, gives it a little more action, and causes a strike for you. So that's one of the things I do there. On my football head jigs, on my muscle crawlers, I will put a missile bait twin turbo tail on it, and I'll cut it back just a little bit back to the first notch before I put it on there. Or when they start eating big baits and they want something a little more bulky, I'll take a D-bomb from Missile Bait and I'll cut it off just about the top quarter inch or so of the head of it.
Yeah.
I'll cut it off and then put it on there. Now, what that does is bulks that jig up, and there again, makes that skirt on that jig flare out a little more.
Now, I know you like to, and I know you like to use a white swim jig. Do you go dark with the football head, or do you like to use white on both? Being that you're thinking about shad spawn right now.
No, I'll go dark. I'll go dark on both the swim jig and the football head jig. You know, Tightline Jigs makes a dark one in a bluegill or a Gunnersville special on a swim jig. My primary jig for, you know, the football head jig or muscle crawler, as we call them, is either a green tequila, a Gunnersville special, or that new golden flash that Mr. Clemens has come out with.
Yeah.
And they're all based around green pumpkin. They'll have green pumpkin purple in them, green pumpkin blue in them. The golden flash is more of just a green pumpkin flash. It has some gold in it. And he's got a new material he's using. It's a round silicone. So when the jig sits there, that skirt flares out without any motion. And it keeps moving a little bit. And that, you know, entices a hit.
That's good.
A lot of it depends upon the water color and where they're at. You know, on Gunnersville, they like that purple a lot. And then if it's a little bit stained,
just a little bit, and you got a sunlight, that golden flash works really good. But there again, you know, you got to play with what your trailer is a little bit. Sometimes they want it bulkier. Sometimes they don't want it bulky. They're just a slim body like that twin turbo tail.
Yeah, a lot of detail there from Captain Jake Davis in our technique of the week. And, of course, he's with Mid-South Bass Guides, and you can find him there as well. All right, Jake, appreciate you so much, man, and we'll look forward to talking again. Let's get together and get out on the water one of these days.
Hey, you got it, Tom. Anytime, you know, your neighbor down here, so we'll get out there and we'll get you out this summer and get on them ledges after some of them toads.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I appreciate you. That's Jake Davis. All right, coming up next, Chris Brown will join us, and we'll talk about tacklethestorm.org, and we'll do that right after this. It's Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and 2 nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Tom Abraham here for Shady Rays sunglasses. Shady Rays are high-quality optics at a price that won't cost you a car payment. Plus, Shady Rays guarantees replacement shades if lost or broken. Shady Rays features HD polarized lenses, perfect for seeing Big Mama on the bed. And get this, every order of Shady Rays secures 11 meals through Feeding America. So, a great-looking style at a great price, and you help feed the world. Get yours now by going to ShadyRays.com/BASS. That's ShadyRays.com/BASS.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And now a chance to talk to a guy that's doing a lot of good. I mean, he's a colleague of sorts, he, of course, with Angler's Channel. But also now on the board with Tackle the Storm, which is something that was started by our own Don Barone. I mean, you know, back in the day. And this is something that I'm really excited about finding out more about it. And he's Chris Brown. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I'm fantastic. And the reason I know about this is because of my involvement with the TOC Kickin' Bass event that's gone on. And I've fished in probably 10 or 12 years anyway with the great folks at the Orthopedic Center and Huntsville Hospital and those guys. And you took my trophy away. Let's just be quite honest with you. I've been winning that thing. I've been on that thing, I think, at least four times, maybe five. And last year, you took my trophy away, the Big Mouth Award for the number one media member in the tournament. I just want you to know,
yep,
I'm taking it back this year. So I hope you enjoyed it for the year you had it.
Come on. Come on, let's have it. My partner and I, Coach Larry Morris, were very fortunate last year to win that event, and very proud of that first place trophy, but very proud of that Big Mouse trophy too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come on after. We'll have a little friendly competition to see who gets it next year.
Yeah, so. We'll be there. Chris Jackson and I will be doing what we can do to try and get that back. Anyway, so I found out that the Tackle the Storm Foundation, that you are now on the board of Tackle the Storm, and you're going to have a trailer out there as well for donations and so on. And I think this is something that is a fantastic cause. First, tell us, before we get to the details about the trailer going around and whatnot, just tell us what Tackle the Storm is and exactly what the mission statement is for this great organization.
Well, you know, when Tackle the Storm started several years ago, it was due to the fact of, recent natural disasters, whether it be hurricanes, tornadoes, things like that, that have come across the country and basically just, taken away the fun of the outdoors for a lot of people, and children included. And so a big part of that is putting rods and reels and fishing equipment back into the hands of those that have been affected by quote unquote a storm. And while the storms that were here in Alabama, 2011 time frame, out in Oklahoma and across the Midwest, it's just a way that we can give rods and reels, fishing equipment, and get those kids back on the water, whether it be in a boat or whether it be on the bank of a local pond or a river, and just get them back in the outdoors. Because, economies up and down, as things change, one thing a lot of us as outdoorsmen still rely on is our ability to go fishing and really use that as our getaway. I know I do. I'm sure you do as well, and a lot of folks that listen. So a big part of the Tackle the Storm is being able to give back to those that had stuff taken away by a natural disaster. Now, we also look at it as not just a natural disaster, so to speak, of a storm, but any hardship that someone may face, and especially for kids. And, we actually just sent a small donation up to a high school in Lancaster, New Hampshire, to a group of kids up there that they have a little high school fishing club that wants to get started and want to get involved. So we're here to help those that want to get started with it. It may have, something that affected them throughout, a natural disaster or something along those lines, or a quote-unquote storm in their life, and we're here to kind of help facilitate that and get them back on the water or introduce some folks to fishing. I think that's the biggest thing now, is getting folks introduced to the love of the outdoors and away from video games and iPhones and everything else. So get them outside and get them back enjoying, God's great creation here that he gave us.
Yeah, so. And that's a great point too, Chris Brown with us here. I grew up on the shores of Lake Ontario, and I fished as far, as long back as I could remember. My dad took me fishing as a young boy, and he loved fishing, and we used to go out on a Rondequoit Bay and Sodus Bay and all the bays off of the lake, and mm-hmm. actually lived right on the lake, and then moved into the Finger Lakes region, and then moved down around Lake Okeechobee, and now I've lived in the Tennessee River Valley area for years, and it's just, it kind of is a natural thing. To me, it seems like a natural thing, and I know for you the same deal, but it is amazing how many kids will go through all of their childhood and never experience that feeling of just being out there with nature, whether you're sitting on a creek bank fishing for a catfish and looking for a bobber mm-hmm. to go down, or whether you feel that first hit of a little spinnerbait, a MEPS straight line spinner, or whatever it is. And
oh yeah.
And if you ever been around a kid who caught a fish and said, "Nah, this is stupid. I don't want to do this." I mean, they're hooked, right? They're hooked when they, no pun intended, when they catch that first fish.
They are hooked, and you're right. I actually had a young man in my boat on Friday morning of last week, and he caught one of his first fish, and he didn't want to leave. It got too hot, and I'm like, all right, it's time to go. He didn't want to leave. He was still ready to keep on fishing. So it's always fun. It's more fun for me to watch a child or watch a kid or someone who's never been before catch their first fish, to watch that bobber go under, or to watch something happen like that and just really experience that is very, very cool. And it's as we all get older, we've got to start passing this down to the next generation.
Yeah.
The next generation. And so it's getting those kids and those teenagers and those, really anybody that wants to get introduced to the outdoors, getting them involved.
Yeah. And talk about Don Barone for a minute too, because the heart of this guy, you know, and this is a dude, this is a Northeastern guy that, you know, he doesn't know if a bobber is blown up or stuffed. You know what I mean? He doesn't know it, you know, and he became introduced to the outdoors in such a big way with ESPN Outdoors back when they owned Bass, and then it's continued on now. And it just seems like he has his finger on the heartbeat of outdoorsmen and knows exactly how folks feel about this. It's really kind of interesting for it to be a guy from the Northeast the way he is.
Oh, he is. And when I met Don, forever ago, 10 years ago or so, it seems, that I was actually in a marketing position with Striking Lure Company and was working for them, and met Don, and he asked me, he said, "What do you do?" And so I told him, and he said, "Well, where in this part of the outdoors does your products lie?" And so I said, "Well, you know, you've got the rod and the reel and the line, and, well, you know, our stuff goes on the end of the line." He's like, "Okay, I get it now." And he goes, "Great." And he goes, "I won't ever write about your product." And, you know, as a marketing guy, you're like, "Well, that's kind of weird." And but what he writes about is, you know, the inside stuff, the soul of who we are as fishermen and the outdoorsmen. And he writes those kind of stories that really makes you think. He introduced me to a young man a number of years ago that actually passed away from cancer. And Don and he were very close. And I, in turn, became very close with him. And it really makes you think. Every word he writes really makes you think about the things that are going on in somebody's life or in the outdoors. And while he may not be an outdoorsman, so to speak, he certainly has his finger on the pulse of who we are and what we do. And just a very, very informational writer, and a very, he's just very good at what he does, and has become a very, very good friend of mine over the years.
Well, and the other part of this, I think, that is amazing is the hearts of the fishermen as well, because their job is so intense in what they have to do. And when Don told me that this whole thing got off the ground with Skeet Reese writing the first check, I was like, "Skeet, really?" And I know, I don't mean that negatively against Skeet. Skeet's a wonderful guy, but Skeet's so, you know, wrapped up in everything that he's doing as a pro, for him to give back, and the other guys, the pros, BASS and everybody else that has helped support this thing, that I think is another part that really warms your heart.
It is, and there's, you know, everybody's involved to a point and gets involved, and even whether it's from a professional level down to a local level. I know a lot of my friends and a lot of my buddies around, you know, North Alabama and across the country, you know, they like to give and they want to give back. And what the outdoors and fishing in particular has brought to them in their life, whether it's time with, you know, a family member or time with kids, just being in the outdoors with good friends, what that's done for them as a whole, they want to give back. And obviously Tackle the Storm is a great way to do that. And we certainly take all we can and do all we can, but we get.
Yeah. Sure. And so, it's not just, as you said, it's not just for kids affected by storms. Now it's become a way to introduce young folks to the outdoors, you know, just a group. Now, how does a group, let's say they want to apply to get some of the tackle or some of the, how do they get that done through Tackle the Storm?
Sure. You can go to tacklethestorm.org and there's a contact us button. You can click on it. And you can send an email directly to Don with what you're looking for, what you want to do. And then you can also, there's also a donate button. You also can go online and donate. And while we do accept donations of fishing equipment, rods, reels, tackle, things like that, the biggest donation is obviously through money. And we don't keep a dime. It all goes back to purchasing new equipment. We work with a number of manufacturers across the fishing industry that help us out. And basically for a $20 donation, you can put a brand new rod and reel in the hands of five different children. Mm-hmm. And introduce them to fishing or put product back in their hand to keep them on the water. So it's a great, great cause, and it's a great, great way to do things. And we certainly appreciate all that people can do.
So coming up on June the 15th and 16th, if you want to get your hands on this and do something, June 15th and 16th, the TOC Kicking Bass event. event will take place out at Goose Pond. It's an invitational type event, but the trailer will be there, right? And folks can just come on by to Goose Pond and stop in and make a donation. And I agree with you. I think the cash deal is the way to go, because you can do so much more with that than just bringing down an old rod or reel or something. You guys are able to get such discounted stuff to help out so many kids. And that's amazing. Five kids for $20. I mean, that is incredible. But you guys will have that trailer down there, and you'll be emceeing my winning effort and handing me the trophy.
I will. I've been kind of thrown into spotlight there to MC this year, and very excited about that. And we'll have the trailer there, and you can come on down and it's a cash donation at the trailer, or you can drop off some fishing equipment, and we'll take all we can get. And that'll also be the same for taking my trophy home too, Tom, when we're all said and done.
Hey, you can't hand yourself the trophy. I mean, I don't know that you could do that. I mean, I'll have to hand it to you then, I guess, if it comes to that. Chris Brown has been our guest. Chris, tremendous stuff. Great work with Tackle the Storm Foundation. I know you're new to the board, but I know it's gonna go to new levels. So what you guys are doing there, and anything we can do to help Bassmaster Radio, we're certainly willing to do it.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. It's like I said, it's something that we've participated in and been a part of for a long, long time. It's very near and dear to my heart and my family, and so we're very excited to be a part of it.
Thank you. That's Chris Brown joining us. Tremendous stuff there. All right, when we return, speaking of doing stuff for young people, how about Kevin Van Dam? He started his own college tour now up in Michigan. KVD joins us next right here on Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit NeatCompaniesGroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Visit Bassmaster.com now to enter for a chance to fish with the 2014 Geico Bassmaster Classic champion, Randy Howell. One lucky winner gets round-trip airfare, 3 days and two nights hotel stay, a rental car, and $500 spending cash, plus a Triton bass boat with Mercury motor. Randy's prize pack includes items from Lowrance, Livingston, and Bass Pro Shops, plus Frog Togs, Yamamoto, Daiwa, and more. Plus, you're fishing with Randy Howell. Total prize value of $30,000. Enter now at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. The Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite, presented by Econolodge, is coming to the Sabine River in Orange, Texas. Weigh-ins and takeoffs will take place at the City of Orange Boat Ramp June 7th through 10th. Takeoff is at 6:45 a.m., and the weigh-ins will begin around 3 p.m. There'll be a family-friendly festival and expo and interactive sponsor displays as well on Saturday and Sunday at the City of Orange Boat Ramp area. For additional details, visit Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And, of course, last week we talked with Dave Precht, and we talked about the guys going into the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame. And one of them joins us now. Of course, he's Kevin Van Dam. He goes in along with Gary Klein going in as well, plus KVD. If you saw it at Bassmaster.com, has launched the College Bass Tour. We'll get to that with him as well. But, first of all, Kevin, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. It's been a crazy spring, and just keeps rolling on. Got more things coming quick.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, when I talked to Precht last week about you going into Hall of Fame, I'm like, what do you mean? Why, KVD's not in the Hall of Fame? You start to call Hall of Fame, you don't have KVD in there? And he said, well, the requirement is you got to be 50. So they couldn't get you in quick enough, I guess, at that point. But I told him on that plaque or whatever they put, they got to leave a lot of open room, because I still think you got classics to win and AOIs to win. You won a tournament already this year. I mean, you got a lot of tread left on that tire.
Well, I hope so, you know, but it was definitely a big honor to get inducted. And, you know, the ceremony will be, it's in September, but, yeah. You know, I was there last year for the first one, with the true home of the Hall of Fame being in the Wonders of Wildlife Museum. And it was really cool. You know, I mean, Louis Stout was inducted last year. So Sherry and I both went to that. And, you know, the Hall of Fame is really something to see. And of course, the aquarium itself, the Wonders Wildlife Museum and Aquarium, is an incredible display too. I was actually just there this past week for another event, and there's an aquarium right at the entrance to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame with a bunch of giant bass in it. And I swear there's one there that has got to be 20 pounds. I mean, I could stare and watch those bass, those giants in that one aquarium in that Lunker Lake there for all day. I mean, it's just amazing to see bass that big.
Well, now look, you're at the top of the Bass Pro Shop Pros. I mean, is there, you can't tell me that there's not a bass in Springfield or at the aquarium there that the Wonders of Wildlife that wasn't caught by KVD, is there? I mean, you got one in there that's your own?
I sure didn't catch it at all. And, but, you know, it was really neat when they did the grand opening for it last year. I got to actually film some pieces there for the Bass Pros television show.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to kind of get behind the scenes and see how they take care of all the animals and the fish there in the museum and that. But I was feeding them trout and, you know, worms and crawfish. I mean, no wonder. That fish last year in September was 16 pounds. They knew that, you know, at the beginning, and they haven't weighed it. But I swear the biggest one in there is got to be 20 pounds or better. It's just really an impressive specimen.
And it's got to be cool for you to go in with Gary Klein. I mean, this is a guy that kind of started this whole concept of guys who basically never had a job. Not that professional fishing isn't a job, but I mean, this is a guy that went right into professional bass fishing and has done this his whole life. I mean, we all know the story that at one point in time you sold boats, you know, and you've had a long career and started very young, and that'll lead us to your college bass tour here in a moment. But, you know, Gary Klein was kind of, now we just think it's a normal thing for these guys to come out of college and they become pros, but back in the day that wasn't a thing.
No, I mean, there was no high school fishing. There was, you know, all there was when I started was bass clubs. And you know, so to go in with Gary is going to be fun. I mean, that night's really going to be special. And on top of that, too, another good friend of mine, Tommy Sanders, who,
oh, sure,
you know, he's a longtime broadcaster with ESPN and the Bassmasters, is he's getting inducted the same night too. So that is going to be a real special experience for sure. And you know, anybody, it's open to the public. That's,
yeah,
what's cool too, is, you know, you can go to the Bass Fishing Hall of Fame and you know, you can get tickets and go there. It is a great, great evening.
Yeah, September 27th is when it will be. And, yes, you can go ahead and folks can go there and buy tickets to it. It will be a great night. Helen Seaver going in as well. A lot of people didn't even know that Helen owned, that she was the one that bought BASS from Ray Scott when all that went down, along with some partners. And she grew the organization to over 600,000 members. And it is a great class that you're going in with for sure. All right, let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about your the college bass tour, because this is, you know, like, you need another thing to do. The College Bass Tour, which is going to get kicked off June 16th, just a couple of weeks away at Muskegon. Talk about how this came about and you know, what your goal is for the College Bass Tour in Michigan.
Well, you know, without a doubt, that's a big reason for this is my wife, Sherry. You know, we started our own foundation a few years back, and, you know, one of the big initiatives is always trying to get, you know, more kids fishing. And, you know, we've provided a lot of equipment for different kids camps and things like that. And one of the other things we did is we started to donate scholarships to they're college athletes, you know, here in Michigan. And we just saw a need for, you know, a better platform up here in this area. You know, college fishing has really exploded in recent years. I mean, you look at the Lee brothers, they were kind of on the forefront of that. And in the South, it's huge, and there's big numbers. But in our region up here, it's still growing, and we knew that if we could to get some support for it, we could really create something that would give these kids a great opportunity. And not if, you know, they wanted to be the next Jordan Lee, but also just to kind of instill that lifelong passion for bass fishing. So, you know, we worked with my brother, who owns, you know, a marine dealership and tackle store, and that, and he knows that, you know, all of these young anglers are eventually going to be boat buyers, and that there a lot of them already come and shop at the store already. So it was a kind of a great thing for him to want to support too. And then we have another friend of ours that has a tackle company in Michigan. And, you know, he's ran tournaments before and things like that. He's had a couple sons go through the college program. So Jim decided, man, I've got the time and to be able to actually manage the weigh-ins and things like that, because I'm traveling a lot for him and stuff like that. So we put together this new tour, and, you know, it's 3 weekends a year and separate competition days for the first 2 weekends on different lakes. And we've kind of spread them around the state of Michigan, you know, a couple on the west side, a couple on the east side, and a couple in the northern smallmouth country for the last weekend for our championship weekend. And, you know, it makes it kind of easy for these, you know, because money is an issue when you're a college student and, right, and a college angler. So to have it just 3 weekends in the lakes and coast proximity, financially, it makes it easier to do. And we've got great sponsor support from a lot of great companies that provide a lot of extra product. You know, we're giving a boat away, a $10,000 Tracker Heritage Edition boat for the championship weekend, above and beyond the prize money. Plus, we have over $6,000 in scholarships that we're going to award through the Kevin Van Dam Foundation to these anglers too. And again, just oodles of different raffle prizes and extra gear and equipment that'll get added to the purse and on these weekends for them, and try to make it a fun family experience. You know, we're doing a tailgate cookout for the anglers all on the Saturdays of each weekend too, and, you know, just make it a fun experience and you know, provide a great platform you know, for college anglers everywhere. And by the way, you don't have to just be a Michigan college student to do it. I mean, if you wanted to come from Tennessee or Texas and fish, it's open, you know, to it. So we just really wanted to design it for that, you know, college level angler, which I just see an incredible amount of growth in. We've seen a lot of them come up, and we think we've got something that will really appeal to these kids.
Kevin Van Dam with us, and you know, those folks that are listening in Texas or in the Mid-South or in the Carolinas are saying, well, you know, man, there's so many college tournaments already. But that's not the case in Michigan, is it? I mean, you're more apt to find a walleye tournament than you are a college bass tour up there, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, a lot of the colleges have fishing teams, but they don't have a lot of organized tournaments and things like that. And you know, it's not necessarily for everybody either. I mean, there's a lot of the teams where, you know, just a handful of those teams will fish those events. And, and they're, you know, a lot of these college teams will fish regular, you know, team circuits and things up there too. But this one is designed just for these guys to be competing against anglers at their same level. And again, provide a great platform for them in the future to be able to move on. You know, we're going to have, you know, tournament coverage on the website, and we're going to try to do things as best as we can along the same lines of a Bassmaster type event, as far as the coverage and that, with write-ups about what the winners are doing and that. And Bassmaster is going to post the results and things on their college site along with the regular site. So it should be a really cool experience and something that just really has been lacking in our area.
First event is June 16th, so we're just a couple of weeks away from that at Muskegon. What is the? Is there a cutoff date as far as teams that want to go there and sign up if guys want to go? And you don't have to be at the same college. I mean, it could be one guy. Hey, it could be a Michigan guy and a Michigan State guy. Can you imagine that? A Wolverine and a Sparty getting together in a boat at the tournament. We'll see if they come back to
you. It'll probably happen. You still sign up for them for sure. And, you know, for the first 60 teams, T.H. Marine has put up a conservation cull system.
Oh, really?
And a bottle of G juice and a bottle of Wave Away Depth Finder Cleaner, which is like a $70 value that we're given to the first 60 teams that sign up. There's still a few of those left. So, you know, that's a pretty cool deal. I mean, all of these companies know that, you know, this is the next generation of bass anglers and the next generation of competitors out there. So it's been great to see the support, that we've been able to garner, by a lot of these national sponsors. And again, even some local sponsors, some local companies around where we're at here in Michigan, you know, to really kick in and say, hey, man, we want to do something for these kids. It's a great program and a great platform.
All right, before I let you go, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you. I'm not going to ask you about your confidence level going into the Sabine River because your confidence level is always off the charts, but it's a different time of year. It's also a different body of water in as much as that, you know, you can't go into Louisiana tributaries and things like that. What are your thoughts as you get ready for next week in the Sabine?
Yeah, it's, I like that it's a totally different time than we've been there. It'll make it like a new body of water. A lot of the guys got to go and practice with the reschedule. They changed the rules, which I'm still not sure why, but they opened it up to where some of the guys could practice up to a couple weeks before. So I didn't get a chance to go down there. I've got such a busy schedule. I had a media event to do in Missouri at the time, and so I didn't get a chance to scout it or anything. So I really don't know what to expect when I get down there. It's a tough fishery. Doesn't have a lot of big fish. But, coming there much, much later where it's going to be real hot and the weather and water should be a little more stable than it's been there in the spring since we've been there before, should be a really good tournament. So I like going into events like that are new and fresh.
Kevin Van Dam has been our guest. Well, congrats on the Hall of Fame. Good luck with the College Bass Tour, and good luck as well at the Sabine River next week. And remember, if you win that thing, Yeah, I'm going to give you a call that Monday afterwards, so be ready.
I would love for you to be calling, and I see your name on it. That's a good thing to have happen.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
All right. There you go, Kevin Van Dam. Fantastic, man. This guy's into everything. Now he's got a bass tour. All right, we're going to break, and when we come back, we'll wrap this one up. You've been listening to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Not everyone can be a professional angler, but you can have an incredible career that gives you more time to fish. I'm Bradley Roy, Bassmaster Elite Series Pro. If you want a great career that gives you outstanding health benefits, time home with family, 401k, and great pay, call my friends at Neat Companies and become a driver today. Neat Companies wants drivers like you. Join the Neat team by calling 1-833-463-NEAT. That's 1-833-463-6328. Or visit neatcompaniesgroup.com. Start earning, then go fishing.
Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. So what kind of event can we expect next week at the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite presented by Econolodge at the Sabine River? Well, according to Todd Driscoll, district fisheries biologist with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, the Sabine River is healthier than it has ever been. Quote, Hurricane Harvey may have actually helped improve the fishery overall. Storm surges that typically result in tidal and saltwater inflow, which kill many freshwater fish and vegetation, didn't impact the Sabine since Harvey's primary landfall was farther south. Instead, the river received a dose of freshwater runoff from the heavy rain that occurred after the hurricane moved inland, close quote. Congrats to Caleb Gibson and Tyler Wynn from Northeastern State in Oklahoma, scoring the win at the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Western Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops at Clear Lake in California. Quote, before coming here, the word was all about sight fishing for 10-pounders and throwing big swim baits along the shoreline, said Gibson. We had never even heard of some of these best baits to use out here. Well, the boys stocked up on local lures. They launched their boat and after a 30-hour drive went fishing. All it took was one practice day for reality to sink in. The bass were small and stubborn to bite, but they got to figure it out with 57.6 over 3 days, good for a half-pound wind over Tyler Craig and Spencer Lambert from Louisiana Monroe. Now let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. As we've been talking about, it's the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Elite at the Sabine River presented by Econolodge. That begins on Thursday, running through Sunday. Don't forget, Bassmaster Live coverage begins on Friday morning. Then it's the Bass Pro Shops Central Open number 3 at the Red River. That is out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and will be June 14th through 16th. The Academy Sports and Outdoors Bass Nation Eastern Regional presented by Magellan Outdoors is at Winnebae in Georgetown, South Carolina, June 20th through the 22nd. And then the Bassmaster Elite at the Mississippi River presented by Go RVing. That'll be out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, June 21st through 24th. And then the boys head out to Lake Oahe in Pierre, South Dakota, and that is June 29th through July 2nd. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. Or hit the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. Until next time, keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.